A gold shield-shaped logo reflects an aerial view of a studio lot. The logo turns to reveal text, Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. Dimly lit credits shimmer into view over a black backdrop. Warner Brothers Pictures presents a Vertigo Entertainment production. Inside a dark underground shaft, a web of heavy chains is tightly secured to the wheel of a metal hatch. A ladder ascends between them, leading to the top. The chains rattle as something thrusts against the hatch door. A title softly shimmers in total darkness, hidden.
Mom, are you awake? Mom.
So-so, what are you doing up? It's still early. Go back to sleep.
I can't. Oliver's scared.
A woman flips a Zippo lighter, illuminating her sleepy face.
Mom.
She carefully lowers the lighter, crouching as she holds the flame to a gas lantern. The light illuminates an ovular metal shelter. The woman carries the lantern to the bottom bunk of a bed and finds it empty.
Down here.
A young girl hides under the steel frame of the bed.
What are you doing under here?
Mom, I told you. I don't like that stupid baby name anymore. My name's Zoe.
She points at a patch on her jacket.
I'm under here because I'm hiding. Olive said we had to hide. She dreamed they found us.
Who did?
The breathers.
Hey, why don't we just talk about our new rule, remember? Rule number 4. We're not allowed to talk about him anymore.
I didn't.
We can tell all of them no one found us. Dad's been keeping watch all night, just like always. We're safe here.
You hear that, Olive?
Zoe pulls a cord on her doll's back.
My smile is stuck.
Her smile's stuck. That means she doesn't want to be smiling anymore. That means she's still scared.
Would it make Olive feel better if we went and checked with Dad?
Zoe moves Olive's head yes, and Zoe nods as well. Lantern in hand, Zoe's mother escorts them past a curtain and down a small set of stairs.
Right.
A paper cutout of people holding hands is taped to the wall. A painted face on a water well smiles at Zoe.
It's okay.
Light shines through a grate above them.
Mom, look.
It's just Dad.
It doesn't look like Dad.
Hey.
Her father holds her comfortingly.
Thought we told those silly nightmares to go away.
Did.
Mom, why are you so scared?
Better ask Olive about that.
Oh, was it Olive this time, huh? How did she even sleep with her eyes open all the time?
Dad, don't be mean.
I'm just wondering.
She wants a report.
Well, then I better consult my notes.
Zoe's father leads them down a hall into the main room. He sits down with Zoe at a candle-lit desk and arranges a game of solitaire.
My glasses, please.
He pretends to put on a pair of glasses.
So, my watch started at 10. At 2, I played 7 games of solitaire. 1-4, lost 3. Lost 4, 1-3. Miss Zoe, you see right through me. At 5, a couple of deer ran overhead, and at 6 in the morning, I heard little footsteps, possibly belonging to my rascal of a daughter. But other than that, nothing. Not a creature was stirring, not even
a breather.
Zozo.
No. Not even a
locks.
Zoe looks up the ladder leading up through the shaft.
They still hold fast.
Do you want to check?
Can I?
No. Right. I told you I don't want her going up there anymore.
Oh, this little monkey. She can handle it.
Yeah, I can handle it, Mom. I know the rules. One, never be loud.
I know you know the rules.
Two, never lose control. Three, never open the door. Four, never talk about the breathers.
Zoe slowly ascends the ladder into the shaft.
Careful, Zozo, your shoe.
Got it, Mom.
Zoe reaches a platform in the pipe and gazes up. Above her, a web of chains weaves through the ladder. They hold down a round hatch door. Cracks around the top leak sunlight onto her face. Zoe rattles the chains, testing their strength.
Hold fast.
Back below, Zoe's mother uses a lit candle to ignite other candles in the room. At a table, Zoe's father holds her foot in his lap and wraps tape around her shoe.
Can't I just go barefoot?
No, that wouldn't be right.
Why not?
Because we're not animals, Zoe. I need you to remember that.
But it's not like I'm going outside or anything.
Well, who needs to go outside when we brought the sun with us?
Zoe's mother ignites a lantern in the center of a mural on the wall. It reflects off aluminum lids in the shape of a sun.
Another beautiful day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make it official?
Zoe strikes a stone wall with a blade and carves a tally mark onto it. Her mother kneels by her to monitor.
Not too hard, okay? I don't want you to slip and cut your hand.
I got it, Mom.
Okay.
How many days is that now?
Well, if you don't remember, just count them. They're lined up in rows of 25, and there are how many rows?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12.
So 25 times 12 makes?
300 plus the one I just marked, so 301.
That's it. See, those math lessons are really paying off.
Zoe grabs Olive and pulls her string.
That means she's hungry.
Let's see here. We've got hominy, corn, potatoes, beans, peaches.
It's peaches, definitely peaches.
You know, we had peaches yesterday. We can have them again tomorrow. But I was thinking today, maybe we should try something with a little protein. Maybe beans for once.
Ew, beans are the worst. Dad?
Yeah?
Beans or peaches?
I don't know. Peaches sound pretty good to me.
Right.
She stares warningly at Ray.
How about we take a vote?
Ray.
All those in favor of beans, please raise your hand. Want to vote for beans? Now, all those in favor of deliciously sweet and juicy peaches, please raise your hand.
Zoe's hand shoots up and Ray agrees.
All right. Two against one.
Three.
Zoe raises Olive's hand. Now, she cranks open a can of peaches while Ray attempts to operate the water well with the painted face. Its handle jams. A few drops trickle out. Ray removes the top panel and observes the chain mechanism inside.
Is Darlene acting up again?
No, she's a tough gal. She just needs a little encouragement, that's all.
Ray grips the chain-wrapped gear and turns it.
There we go. I told you she was tough.
Mom, Dad, the peaches are gone.
Not funny, Zozo.
I'm serious, someone stole them.
Zoe's mother concedes and goes to investigate. As she studies the tin, her finger pokes through a hole in the label, revealing a round puncture in the tin. Now, Zoe's mother sorts through their canned goods. She frantically tosses empty cans punctured in various places into a pile.
God, that's 12 cans.
It's almost 2 weeks of rations.
There are no more peaches?
No more peaches. Something must have been drawn to the shooter. Something with teeth.
What has teeth like that?
A rat, probably.
But a rat couldn't get in here. I checked the door. It's hauled fast.
The door is not the only way in.
Zoe and her parents stare up ominously at a square grate in the ceiling. Dull light peeks through the small air holes.
Can the breathers get in there too?
So.
Can they?
Oh, they're too big to fit in there. But a rat could.
It's a rat. It's still in here somewhere. We have to keep an eye out. We have to find it before it steals any more food. In the meantime, we'll have to cut down on our rations.
Dad, they're already so small.
Ray kneels in front of Zoe.
I'm sorry, Zoe. Oh, yeah.
Later, the family sits together at their table scooping beans off tin plates. Zoe swirls her food in a circle, avoiding it. Ray and her mother give Zoe an annoyed parental look.
I'm not going to ask you again to eat.
Mom, I told you I don't want stupid beans.
Hey, Zozo, remember rule number 2. Never lose control. Never let anger take over.
Rule number 5, never call me Zozo. I just want some peaches.
Well, a thief stole them, and now we're all going to have to give some things up.
I already have nothing. I'm stuck in here. I can't even go outside. I don't have any friends. Except Olive and Chicken only say 5 things.
What about us?
What?
Well, you said you don't have any friends. What about us? Mom and I aren't your friends.
You know what I mean?
No, actually, I don't. I think it's real silly to say you don't have anything when you really have everything.
You're right.
Yeah, right. Look at that. How many days did you say that was?
301.
Now, we shouldn't have been around for any one of those days, but just when we needed it, we found this shelter. And it's given us food, a home, a life. And for all we know, we could be the only ones left. The only ones still alive. So every one of those marks is really a miracle.
A miracle?
That's right, a miracle. And this food is going to allow you to live another day. That means another hatch can be drawn, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So you see those nasty, cold, mushy beans on your plate? They're really their own kind of miracle, too. And if you eat your mushy miracles for us, then maybe we can take a trip afterwards.
A trip, really?
Really? But you better eat fast, because I finished my miracle beans and I want more!
Later, Ray and Zoe place figures on a hand-drawn board game.
It is there. Joey's house is
there. All right. Off we go.
Eight.
She moves a small toy car around the board.
6, 7. Zoe's ice cream.
He faces her and closes her eyes with his fingers.
Okay. Let me get the door. Door's open. The chimes ring above you.
He clanks a spoon on one of the figures.
Now look there, Sylvia. Standing behind the counter. And she's wearing that silly, cone-shaped apron. Good morning, little Zoe. Did you hand you one of those little pink plastic spoons?
He places the spoon in her hand.
And you run your other hand along that cold glass countertop.
He guides her hand along the board.
Inside, you see barrels and barrels of Sylvia's fresh homemade ice cream. And now it's still early, so she's got all the best flavors. Salted honey, peanut butter, brittle crunch, and of course, your favorite, strawberry shortcake.
Are you there?
With his fingers over her eyes, she licks the spoon and smiles.
You happy now?
He lowers his hand and she opens her eyes.
Till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow.
He stares lovingly at her. Zoe's mother watches them sadly in a mirror in the kitchen area. She anxiously scrubs a pan. Later, Zoe plays cards at a desk by herself. Ray and Zoe's mother, Claire, meet in the bedroom.
Aha, I win.
Everything's gonna work, yeah.
I'm trying to believe that, Ray, I really am. But imaginary ice cream isn't gonna feed our daughter.
She's trying to keep her spirits up.
And you are. What happens when she gets sick? We've lost a lot of weight already, all of us. And now?
And now we're just gonna have to find a way to get more food. Real food. Go to the damn surface if I have to.
You can't, Ryder. They're still looking for us.
I know I can fight them.
That's suicide and you know it.
They share an uneasy look.
You remember our promise when we first got here? Zoe comes first. No matter the cost. The important thing is we still haven't been found.
Except by a rat.
But only by a rat.
Ray takes a seat next to her on the bed.
Honey.
He leans in close and kisses her forehead.
Try changing your point of view. This shelter can be a prison, or it can be a home. Beans can be beans, or they can be...
Miracle beans.
Why not?
Because I'm not 9 years old, Ray. Get what you're trying to do for Zozo. But I don't believe in miracles. Not anymore.
You should. This is our life now. And we have to live it the best we can. Or else what's the point?
The point is to stay alive.
Yeah, we can do that. And still live.
He lifts his face up to hers and kisses her nose. Then her lips. He kisses slower and slower.
Ray. What are you doing?
Living.
I gotta be real quiet.
Relax.
They lay onto the bottom twin-sized bunk bed next to each other. She kicks off her shoes and Ray lays atop her. The pale lantern light glows on the table next to them as they discreetly embrace. Later, Zoe's mother sits on the edge of the bed adjusting her clothes and putting on shoes. She leans over Ray who lays peacefully behind her.
I'll see you tonight.
Ray watches as she takes the lantern and leaves. He stares off blankly and recalls a memory. Later, sun streaks through the square holes in the ceiling grate. Zoe rests her head in her hand with a look of boredom as she plays their board game.
It's a doozy, a 5 and a 2. So 5 divided by 2 is?
2.5.
Bingo, you can move your car now. Come on, thought this would be a fun change of pace.
It's so boring math, Mom. Even with Kingsville.
Well, if it's so boring, how come Olive's still smiling?
That's her fake smile. That's why she looks a little, you know.
Creepy. I didn't mean that, honey. She just needs a bath. That's all. How about we have another go around the board, and then we take a break, okay?
Okay.
Zoe moves her toy car around the board and stares at it, frowning.
Mom, do you think Dad's right?
Right about what?
You know, about the three of us being the only ones left.
Now, Zoe's mother takes a long metal pole mounted with a mirror off a wall.
Periscope?
That's right.
What do you want me to do with it?
What do you think? I need to look up there.
On the surface?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said I wasn't allowed to do that. Ever, 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 I'd be dead meat.
Yeah, well, I'm trying something new today. Relaxing.
Now, Zoe steps onto a platform beneath the metal ceiling grate. Her mother hands her the periscope from below and Zoe uses the end to move the grate. She views the outside world through a mirror on her end of the periscope. Zoe observes a series of ragged and graying houses. She pulls a cord on the periscope to look up. Empty and broken windows line the dirty buildings. As she circles around, she finds darkened debris along the ground and a charred school bus to the side. She scans rows of thin dead trees. A crow flaps past. Zoe stops on a building that reads Dragons with a mascot on the side.
So, what do you see?
Nothing. School. Playground. Nothing. That's right. It's just us left. Us and Olive.
But do you see us and Olive?
No, Mom.
Do you even see the shelter door?
Zoe turns around for another look.
I can't see the door. It's covered.
Exactly. When we first came down here, Dad and I made sure to hide the door, remember? So that no one could ever find us.
So?
Sometimes, just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not there. Sometimes the truth's hidden from us.
Zoe looks off and wanders back to their illuminated board game. She and her mother kneel side by side at the end of the table. Zoe picks up a small metal house and studies it.
So you think our friends could really be out there? They're just hidden like us.
Good. They'd have to be.
Because the breezers would be hunting them too.
So.
Her mother frowns combatively, then her look softens.
Yeah, that's right, because the breezers would be hunting them too.
They hate us a lot, don't they? They keep hunting us like that.
I don't know that it's hate. It's just, they're different than we are. And that makes them as scared of us as we are of them.
Because of what happened that day?
Yeah, because of what happened that day.
A reflection on the periscope catches Zoe's attention. A rat gnaws through a can. Now, Zoe walks to the bedroom.
No. Hey. What's wrong?
It's a thief.
As Ray enters the main room, Zoe's mother grips a wrench off to the side. Ray studies the shelf of canned goods in front of them.
Son of a bitch.
I'll kill it. Just stay back in case it makes a work for it.
No, you stay back. I'll kill it.
No, I'll kill it.
We can't all kill it, guys.
You remember that Thanksgiving at Aunt Kathy's a couple years ago? With that insane possum in the backyard? Who took care of that thing?
Ray removes a switchblade from his pocket and pops the blade into place. He cautiously approaches the shelf, then flips the blade upside down in his fist.
After that kills it, can we eat it for dinner?
So quiet.
Ray brings the knife up as he spots the rat on the middle shelf. He steps in a puddle. The rat knocks the lantern. Ray's blade sticks in the table.
Get away, Dad, hurry!
I know!
The rat runs for a hole as Ray struggles with his blade.
Dad!
Claire crushes the rat with her wrench just as Ray recovers his knife.
Mom!
She crouches over the dead rat, striking it again.
Wow. That was awesome.
Even more awesome than when Dad killed the possum?
Definitely.
What is that?
The three look back and find the shattered lantern flaming on the table. Ray tries to set it upright.
I'm gonna turn it off, Dad.
It's gonna break. Get back.
Fire rages on the board game.
Burning things down!
Well, yeah. Come out! Just stay here! Stay here!
Ray desperately wrenches on the water well handle while Claire grabs a curtain.
Again.
She beats the flames unsuccessfully as Zoe hides with Olive in the corner. Ray cranks the inner gears of the water well.
Don't take her!
No, he can take it!
Ray, come on!
Water sputters from the well into a bucket. Ray tosses water on the inferno as Claire strikes it with the curtain. Zoe joins in and beats the fire with another piece of cloth. They furiously combat the flames. Now, in the darkness.
Hold on.
Claire sparks a lighter and connects it with another lantern. She scans the room with the soft light.
Where's Zozo?
On the ground, Olive's arm pokes out from the rubble.
Zozo?
Zoe sobs under the bottom bunk in their bedroom.
Hey. What are you doing?
The fire burn you.
Well, there's nothing to be scared of anymore. You put the fire out, nobody's hurt. Look, even Olive's okay. She's a little dirty, that's all. See? Everything's gonna be okay.
No, Dad. Stop. It's not gonna be okay. They're gonna see.
Who?
The breathers.
Zoe stares across the room, terrified. Dim light shines through the ceiling grate, illuminating the residual smoke in their bunker.
God.
Ray leads them over to investigate. Wisps of smoke gently slip through the grate in the ceiling. In a memory, Claire fries bacon in a brightly lit kitchen.
Oh, hello, bacon. Where'd your little sous chef run off to?
Upstairs, getting ready.
Still, what does it take to put on a swimsuit?
Long time when you were trying to impress Joey.
Joey?
He's coming to Y with us.
Like, Joey Neary next door.
He's a real cutie, don't you think?
I think he can barely tie his own shoes. That's what I think. Joey.
Come on, you remember Young Love, don't you?
Yeah, well, I had definitely outgrown Nerf weapons by our first date. I don't like this at all.
Dad, why didn't you tell me?
Why tell me what?
Joey's going on vacation. We're supposed to play Marco Polo.
Well, that can't be true because I talked to Jillian last night.
Hey,
wait up.
Through a window, Ray and Claire see the neighbors hurriedly packing their car. They head through the garage to check on them.
Hey, Ted.
That's good.
Jillian?
What else?
Ted, is everything okay?
Jillian.
Hey,
Hey, Joey, what's going on?
Aunt Wally.
Why do you have to leave?
The government man. He said the virus, it changes people bad.
What kind of virus?
Joey, come on, you have to go.
Julian, where are you going?
I'm sorry, Claire, there's no time.
What's happening?
Just get Zoe and get as far away from Pigsville as you can.
I'm sorry, I can't play Marco Polo.
They speed off.
Ted!
As they stand in the street, other cars race past them. Claire notices smoke coming from their kitchen window. Back in their home, Bacon overcooks on their stove as the smoke detector blares above it. Back in their shelter, the family stares at the smoke flowing through the ceiling grate.
Breathers. They're gonna see it, aren't they? Aren't they?
Well, it's sundown, so maybe it's too dark to see the smoke.
Maybe.
Now, Ray dusts ashes off of the periscope mirror and extends it through the ceiling grate. Zoe and her mother watch anxiously at his side as he adjusts the mirror. Dark fumes extend into the sky.
Can you see any smoke?
Claire worriedly paces through the bunker.
Don't forget rule two, Claire. We have to stay calm. No matter what, we have to stay under control.
We have to think. Anyone within a mile of here will have seen that smoke.
Breathers are gonna come for us. I know it.
So let Mom and I talk for a minute, okay?
But they're gonna find us, just like Olive dreamed.
They're not gonna find us.
They might.
Claire, stop.
Stop it! Stop what? I'm just trying to figure out what the hell to do here, Rick.
We're not gonna do anything, even if they see the smoke. And I don't think they will. By the time they get here, they'll be gone. They'll have no idea where it came from.
It won't matter. They'll know we're here. They'll search the area for us.
So let them come. They've searched here a dozen times before. They've never found us. And they're not gonna find us now.
Right. We're still hidden. Checked, remember?
All agreed we're safe. Please raise your hand. Two against one.
Three.
Claire smiles for a moment, then something grabs her attention and her face drops. Zoe follows with a fearful look as Claire steps over to the burnt table. She grabs a handful of ashes.
Sorry, Mom.
The woods burned.
So?
So burned wood makes ash.
Now, Ray looks through the periscope at the surface world. Flecks of ash speckle the extended mirror.
We're not hidden anymore. Are we?
I don't think they'll notice.
Do you really want to take that risk?
We don't have another choice.
We'd have to go onto the surface.
But what about the third rule? Never, ever open the door.
Sometimes rules, even Mom rules, have to be broken.
Now, Ray ascends the ladder.
Listen to me. Do you hear anything up there? Anything but me and Dad? I want you to lock the door behind us.
What? No, I'm going up there with you. I'm gonna help.
Out of the question, Zozo.
It's Zoe. Stop treating me like a baby.
I'm protecting you.
But what if you need me to protect you? I can fight if I have to.
No, you can't. My rules still apply to you. So no matter what happens up there, no matter what you hear, do not open the door. I need you to promise me that. Promise.
Promise.
Near the top of the ladder, Ray unlatches the chains from the entrance lid. Claire climbs next to him.
We have to move fast. I don't want to be up for more than 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Okay.
They both twist the lid. Uh-huh. Zoe gazes from below as her parents step into the light at the end of the tunnel. Then, Ray looks down at her. He slams the lid shut.
Going this way, Olive.
Zoe brushes back the curtains and enters the main room, clutching Olive to her chest. She watches as dust falls from the ceiling in front of her. She cautiously makes her way into the bedroom as pounding rattles the metal roof. She stares up at the open ceiling grate. Zoe sets a paint bucket on a folding chair for a boost and sticks the periscope through the opening in the roof. She scans the decrepit buildings. She shuffles around on the paint bucket. Now, she pans over the sickly-looking trees, by a crumbling stone wall and a basketball court. Dark figures reveal themselves as Ray and Claire.
It's just them, Olive. They're okay.
Zoe spots a dark figure approaching from beyond the walls in the distance. Zoe hurtles off and dashes down the hall. She frantically grabs the ladder and climbs towards the entrance. At the top, Zoe struggles with the weight of the lid. She narrowly fits through the lid's gap. On the grimy surface, the door blends into the ground behind rubble.
Dad! Mom! Dad!
Zoe runs panicked through the dilapidated town.
Dad! Mom! Dad!
I know you don't. I told you to stay inside.
Slow down, we can understand you.
A group of deer narrowly stampede past them.
She's deer, Zoe. Nothing to be scared of. She's Bambi.
I look scared.
No, don't be silly.
She's right, Ray. They're running away. Running away from something.
Claire turns and observes the skeletal trees across the stormy, dark gray landscape.
We have to get back in the shelter.
The family sprints over burnt buildings back to their camouflaged shelter door.
Careful!
Ray and Claire lower Zoe in, then Claire follows. Ray scans the area with a horrified look, then closes the shelter door. The charred surface remains calm. In the shelter, Claire and Zoe watch as Ray reattaches all of the chains to the entrance. He peeks through the small vent in the top.
What happens if you see something?
Quiet, quiet.
Below, the family follows the footsteps above them through their shelter. They enter the kitchen.
I think it's just one.
Why? Why just one of all his traveling groups before?
I don't know. Maybe he's the only one that saw the smoke.
He's headed this way.
Sozo, we have to stay quiet. Rule number one, remember, never be loud.
I know, I'm trying.
Try harder. If he hears us, he will find us. Do you understand me? Do you understand?
Zoe, come here. Have a seat. Why do you say I get out of here? Because look what I found. With this car.
He recovers her toy car.
You can go anywhere you want. Anywhere in the world. Anytime. Where do you want to go?
My bed.
Yeah.
My own bed.
Ray gently holds his fingers over her eyelids.
She collapsed on your bed, exhausted after a long day. You pull those warm pink polka dot sheets all the way up to your eyes.
He tugs at her shirt collar.
You hug all your stuffed animals. Puffy Bear. Duck, Duck, Kathy Pillar, kissing him goodnight.
He delicately kisses her forehead.
You can feel a fan on your nightstand blowing a soft breeze through your hair.
He softly blows on her face.
And then you look up at the ceiling above you. Where we hung those glow-in-the-dark stars. And they shine for you. So there's always light. Even when you sleep. Even when you dream. Are you there?
Ray smiles, holding back tears.
Can't see the stars.
Zoe gently places her hands on her father's wrists and moves his fingers from her eyes. They smile lovingly at each other. Dust falls from the ceiling under each footstep. Claire holds Zoe as the family backs away. Dust falls into Ray's face and he suppresses a sneeze. The family defensively pins themselves to a wall. They follow the footsteps through the curtain back to the entrance. They stop at the base of the ladder and stare cautiously up the dark shaft. The entrance rumbles as they gaze up. Claire and Ray glance down to Olive in Zoe's hand. The string on her back is fully extended, hooked on a screw in a pipe. Slowly, Zoe looks down in terrified realization. The cord begins to pull the screw.
Thank you.
Panicked, Ray takes Olive and slices into her back with a knife. Zoe desperately struggles in horror as Claire restrains her and covers her mouth. Ray rips out the doll's speaker box and stomps on it. Zoe digs through the incision on Olive, mourning her friend. Ray and Claire focus on the exit hole at the end of the ladder. The chains attached to the exit snap from the walls.
We need something to break the door!
Something's up.
Go! Go!
Ray dashes down the tunnel to the water pump and kicks the rusty structure. Claire begins to climb the ladder to the thumping hatch door. Ray wrenches off the body of the water pump, leaving two brass pipes jutting from the ground. Meanwhile, Claire is whipped by a thrashing chain atop the exit ladder.
Mom, are you okay? I'm okay, just stay down there! Get
her! Ray desperately pulls the water pipes until water begins to leak from the ground. He breaks a pipe off and races back to Claire. Claire grips the last chain just as it rips loose. She dangles in the air, restraining the lid. Beady glowing eyes pierce through the dark opening.
Look out there!
Ray stabs at the eyes with the broken pipe. The lid closes amidst the thumping and Ray narrowly slides the pipe through its handle, sealing it shut. Ray and Claire pant with wide, rattled eyes as they collect themselves on a ledge around the ladder. Zoe gazes up from the base of the ladder, gripping Olive.
Hold fast.
Hold fast.
Ray and Claire make their way back down the ladder to the shelter. Zoe looks to her shaken father as the family sits at the foot of the ladder. Zoe slowly tilts her head back, looking up the ladder.
He's still up there. Why isn't he leaving? Why wouldn't he just go away?
I don't know.
Ray and Claire gaze upwards through the darkened tunnel.
He's up to something.
What could he be up to? Why is he still standing there?
At the top of the murky passage, the exit lid sits undisturbed. The unsecured chains dangle ominously beneath it. The family looks down the hall towards the swelling noise. They pull back the curtain into their kitchen area and an aluminum tin rolls across the ground into Ray's toe. Across the room, all of their shelves vibrate.
That's what he's doing. He's waiting.
Waiting for what?
The rest of them.
Claire and Zoe stare at the ceiling like deer in headlights. Ray zones out blankly at the canned goods shaking on the shelf. Then, he recalls a memory. Piles of luggage bump up and down in the back of a car as Ray drives Claire and Zoe down a sunny forest highway.
Hey, look, Zoe, there it is. The water tower over there, you see it? So once we're past that, we're out of Kingsville.
Then we'll be safe. Safe from the sick people.
That's right, sweetie. Safe from the sick people.
A car approaches from the other end of the road. Four more flash by as Ray, Claire, and Zoe watch them fearfully.
Where are all those people headed back?
I don't know.
I thought you said we couldn't stay. It was dangerous.
If everything's okay now.
You think that's possible?
I don't know. Gotta be able to get something. AM.
Ray fumbles with the radio dial.
Ray, watch out!
He stops just in time behind another car in a huge line. The family exits their car on the highway to investigate. Ray, Claire, and Zoe gaze down the highway as cars turn out of the massive line and speed back down the road.
It's a quarantine.
Quarantine.
It means you're not letting us out.
You mean we're trapped in here?
A stone tumbles down a rocky cliff and hits the hood of their car. They gaze up at the sheer cliff towering above them. Back in their shelter, Ray looks to the ceiling as it vibrates, mirroring the cliff in his memory. Something snakes above the shelter as the vulnerable family watches in terror. They race back to the entrance ladder as the lid begins to rumble.
Show me something in the hole! Give me something else!
The family looks to the opening as the entire lid crashes to the floor.
Run!
In the main room, a dark shadow shows through their curtain.
Get someone to the bedroom!
Hold on!
Claire tears the lantern off the wall and throws it at the curtain, creating a wall of flame.
That's not gonna last long!
The two lean a metal shelf over the fiery curtain as a barricade.
quickly get out of here!
They're blocking the door!
Mom, Dad! The door's not the only way out!
Zoe looks to the metal ceiling grate. Ray climbs atop a table and clears the opening with their periscope.
I think we can fit.
I don't know about you, Ray.
I'll be fine.
Claire extends her arms into the ceiling hole and Ray hoists her up. On the dark, smoky surface, a hand juts from the ground. Claire pulls herself out of the hole as the fire rages below. She cautiously surveys the eerily silent area.
Okay, Ray, it's Claire. Get Zozo. Get Zozo! Ray, no!
Hey, watch out. Ray, come on, Dad!
No!
Claire pulls Zoe from the hole as small, hungry eyes gaze through the fire at Ray. Ray balances on a chair as he reaches for Claire's hand through the hole. He desperately shoves his shoulders into the opening.
Claire, grab my wrist! Grab it! Hold tight!
He twists his body as Claire grips his arm.
Dad! Dad! Are you okay?
I'm okay!
Ray's torso fits through the hole as Claire and Zoe pull him up. His legs still dangle in the flaming shelter. Something grabs Ray's leg.
Ray!
Remember, I promise. So it comes from.
Claire and Zoe watch as Ray crashes into the hazy shelter. Inside, he rises defiantly against an unseen foe. Claire and Zoe watch through the clouded opening. They take off across the dark, decaying wasteland. Zoe trips on a stone.
Olive! Olive! Zozo, come back! Run!
Zoe makes eye contact with a shadowy figure in the woods. The two run deeper into the sea of dead trees. The two tumble down a hill into a ditch.
Are you okay, honey? Yeah, I'm okay. Come on. Come on.
As they reach the edge of the forest, they find themselves back on the highway from Ray's memory.
Where are we? Where it all started.
Road signs flash over a mass of abandoned cars. They read, quarantine, no exit. Then, a spotlight from the sky shines over them.
What do I do?
Run!
The helicopter's light tracks them as they dart around cars. The helicopter fires a weighted net at Claire and Zoe, pinning them down. As Zoe gazes through the net, her memories flash by.
She dreamed they found us.
They're still looking for us.
Footsteps approach and glowing eyes hover around them in the darkness.
They hate us a lot, don't they? They keep hunting us like that.
We've always traveled in groups before.
No, I can fight them.
That's suicide, you know.
It's a quarantine.
They're not letting us down.
The breathers.
Now, soldiers swarm around Claire and Zoe beneath the net and spotlight. The gas-masked figures wear dark suits, night vision goggles and train assault rifles on them. Their shoulders are marked by an American flag patch. Now, one figure signals to the helicopter overhead. One of the figures loads a vial attached to a long needle into the end of a gun like a clip. A needle plunges into Claire's face and Zoe's neck. Zoe watches the road signs flash and pulse louder and louder. Then, in Zoe's memory, the rocky cliff by the highway continues to rumble.
Mom, it's an earthquake.
No, sweetie, it can't be. Kingsville doesn't have earthquakes.
Two military jets shoot overhead and across a city beyond the highway.
Why the hell does the city send in military jets?
They're turning around.
The jets drop a line of bombs across the city as the distraught crowd watches from the highway.
They just told everyone to go back into town.
They're coming!
As the leveled city smolders, the crowd disperses in panic as the jets fly back around. Over a hill on the horizon, Claire notices a water tower.
Kingsville Elementary!
What?
There's a fallout shelter out back! I don't know if it's safe!
It's safer than that. What?
The family races through the crowd and ascends a grassy hill away from the highway. Behind them, bombs drop over the highway, leaving thick smoke. The family races across a playground attached to a small school.
Where is it?
There.
Where's the door?
There!
Ray and Claire tear planks away from a square opening in the ground.
They're coming! Hurry!
Ray, hurry!
Right, Zoe, come on!
The family descends into the dark tunnel. Claire narrowly shuts the lid as bright red lights flash and dust spews all around. Now, in total darkness.
Are you okay? Claire, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. You guys?
Yeah, we're okay.
A cell phone light hovers around a corner into the shelter's main room. Along the wall, Ray locates a series of metal shelves and studies the cardboard boxes stacked upon them.
Everything here.
Claire and Zoe uneasily investigate the rest of the room.
Look at all this food.
Under the shelves, Ray locates a small metal cart with circus tents, balloons, and a bear painted on the end.
Hey, Zoe. Look at all this.
He pulls out a doll with curly blonde hair and offers it to Zoe.
There's books and games and
Dad.
More toys. Yeah.
How long do we have to stay here?
I don't know. Hopefully not very long. We just gotta wait till they clear this up. And then... Honey, what happened up there was a mistake. It's a terrible... terrible mistake.
It wasn't a mistake.
Claire emerges from the shadows.
The shelter door cut me.
A large gash on her palm bleeds.
The virus must have gone airborne. We're infected.
A black tint spreads from Claire's cut to her whole hand. Now, Zoe stares forward as the needle in her neck fills its vial with blood. Then, the needles withdraw from Claire and Zoe.
Please, just let us go.
No.
Just let us go.
If you cooperate, answer my questions, I'll do what I can to help you and your daughter. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
That shelter we found you at. How long have you been there?
Since the beginning.
Did you ever come into contact with anyone else? Family? Neighbors?
It was only us.
Princess, we're the only ones left.
He looks at Zoe's name patch.
Zoe. I have a little girl about your age. Goddamn shame.
The soldiers aim their guns at Claire and Zoe.
No! What are you doing? I said you would help us.
On my order.
I won't let you touch her. I won't let you touch her!
Keep away! It's too dangerous! Keep away!
Remember
rule number two. Never lose
control. Claire's face grows dark with black veins.
Don't forget rule two, Claire. No matter what, we have to stay under control. We have to stay calm.
Never let anger take over.
No!
They're different than we are, and that makes them as scared of us as we are of them.
We're not animals.
Sometimes the truth's hidden from us.
In slow motion, Zoe watches in awe as blood pours from the neck of one of the soldiers. The man collapses, gripping his jugular. Ray stands behind him with a feral look. As the militia opens fire, Ray charges them one by one. He knocks them back and beats them brutally to the ground. He snaps a soldier's neck. The remaining soldiers rain bullets into Ray, who collapses. His black eyes and veins fade as his face returns to normal.
How many casualties?
4 casualties, 2 targets contained.
Gunship with QRF are outbound, 2 miles out. Stand by.
Support is on the way.
The soldiers find their net sliced through and empty. The leader gestures to find them. Now, gun-mounted lights shine through the windows of abandoned cars. The soldiers carefully search down a turn on the highway. Zoe watches them from inside a car, sinking into her seat as they grow closer. A shadow races by, sending 2 soldiers flying into cars. Another soldier soars into Zoe's window. Claire lands on the hood of the car Zoe's hiding in. She rides in pain with deeply veined skin and black eyes. Slowly, her mutated eyes and skin return to normal. A fist comes down on her head and a soldier points his gun in her face. Zoe jumps across the top of a car and pummels the soldier relentlessly on the ground. She knocks his mask off, revealing a terrified man.
You don't have to kill him. It's okay.
Zoe body slams Claire.
Remember rule number two, Zozo! Remember rule number two! You can stop it! You can stop it! You can stop it, Zozo!
You can stop it! Zoe, that's it. Come back to me. Come back to me. Zoe.
Zoe's facial discoloration subsides.
That's it.
She looks at her mother in confusion.
Oh, yeah. It's me. You saved me. Protected me.
I know. You call me Zoe?
I know. Come here.
Claire holds her and they embrace in relief. Zoe wraps Claire's arm in her jacket.
Thank you.
What do we do with him?
We let him live.
They walk away as the soldier lays bleeding on the ground. Black veins begin to creep into the man's face. Now, amidst the abandoned cars,
look.
Zoe runs to the front of a car.
Daddy.
Ray sits battered and bloodied on the ground. Claire crouches beside him and he takes her hand. Claire cries softly and presses her face to his.
I love you. I love you.
Claire stands up as Zoe kneels beside him. He gently closes her eyes with his fingers and holds them in place. Then, his hand slides off. Claire looks to the helicopter behind them in horror.
We gotta stay here, sweetie. We have to go.
Claire!
We have to hide!
Claire's eyes widen as she looks down a hill to a forest. Now, she and Zoe make their way through burnt trees and ruins. In the remains of a ruined building, Claire moves a pile of burnt planks and beams, clearing an opening into a tunnel. She and Zoe duck down to avoid the helicopter's spotlight. As the spotlight moves, they proceed through the tunnel. On a tree branch outside, the light shines down on the tattered remains of Zoe's jacket. Now, in pitch blackness.
Mom. Are you awake? Mom.
Zoe. What are you doing up already? Go back to sleep.
I can't. Olive is scared.
A flame flickers atop a lighter, illuminating Claire's concerned face.
What is it? What's wrong with Olive?
You're something. I think a breather's coming.
Oh, sweetie, you just had another nightmare. I've got to get up.
Marco!
Hello?
The figure of a little boy freezes in the tunnel.
Joey, do you hear it?
I found you.
Joey holds up Zoe's name patch on her forgotten jacket as the mother and daughter reel in relief. Now, he escorts them through the long tunnel to a celled window at an end. Around the corner, a manhole cover labeled Kingsville marks an entrance underground. He hoists the manhole cover up and Claire and Zoe peer in.
Who's down there?
A flashlight appears below.
Joey, where have you been?
Oh my God.
Jillian Neary looks up in astonishment.
Ted.
Ted Neary joins her, then a small crowd of others appear behind them.
They're all different like us.
Yeah, but it's normal here.
Come on.
As Zoe gets her footing on the ladder to descend, she looks past her mother.
Do you see it?
See what?
The sun.
A bright beam of sunshine peeks through the bottom of a cracked stone wall.
That means it's 302 now. 302 days.
Not days.
Zoe's face sinks and she reaches into her pocket. With pained and longing eyes, she retrieves the toy car from her and Ray's board game. As Zoe tucks it away, Claire gives her a loving smile which comforts her. Clutching Olive, Zoe begins her descent down into the shelter of other refugees. Claire follows behind Zoe, but stops to give the outside world a last glance. As the sunlight reaches Claire's worried face, her eyes begin to turn black. She slams the lid, locking out the outside world. Credits roll. Written and directed by the Duffer Brothers. Produced by Roy Lee. Produced by Mason Novick, Lawrence Gray. Executive producers Catherine Frauenfelder. Jim Rowe. John Powers Middleton. Sebastian Alloy. Director of Photography Tom Townend. Production Designer Jim Bissell. Edited by Jeffrey M. Werner ACE. Alexander Skarsgård. Andrea Riseborough. Emily Allen Lind. Casting by Carmen Cuba CSA. Costumes designed by Colleen Atwood. Music by David Julian. A title shimmers over pitch blackness, hidden. The letters slowly shimmer out into darkness. More credits roll. In memory of Richard D. Zanuck. Hidden. Production logo, distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures. A Time Warner Company. www.warnerbros.com